Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Abduction by James Grappando, narrated by Paul Hecht. This work is copyrighted 1998 by James Grappando. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Allison Leahy is the U.S. Attorney General, the most renowned lawyer in America. She is also the highly touted Democratic candidate for the presidency of the United States. Her Republican opponent is Lincoln Howe, a retired four-star general and bona fide hero. For months, they have run neck and neck. As the countdown to Election Day begins, forecasters say it could be the tightest race in history. Both sides need just one extra push to swing the election. And on Halloween morning, they get it. And now, The Abduction.
Prologue, March 1992. At 11 o'clock, the screaming finally stopped. It had started as a whimper, faint but steady. With each shaky breath, it strengthened, growing more shrill by the minute, culminating in a desperate spate of primal pleas that defied the bounds of language that barely sounded human. Tonight, like every night, Allison Leahy could only cringe at the cries of her four-month-old daughter. That the pediatrician declared it normal didn't make it any softer on the ears. Something had to be bothering her baby, though Allison had the distinct and helpless feeling that little Emily would probably reach puberty by the time Mommy figured it out. She did have a few theories, fears, actually, that tormented her in flashes of panic. It could be serious, a psychological sign that Emily was rejecting her adopted mother. Maybe it was one of those dreaded syndromes, the lasting legacy of an unknown teenage mother on a prenatal diet of vodka and cigarettes. Or was the problem just Allison? It was entirely possible her friends were right. It was crazy for a 39-year-old career woman to adopt a newborn when there was no father on the horizon. Fortunately, her paranoia usually melted at the mere sight of that little face, the turned-up nose and perfect little mouth that prompted people to say she looked just like her mother. And not her biological mother, her real mother. Allison relished the resemblance, even if it was mere coincidence. "You asleep, pretty baby?" she whispered, hopefully. Emily slumped in her car seat, multiple chins on her chest. The silence was a clear affirmative. Allison switched off the clothes dryer. She couldn't recall where she'd picked up the helpful tip, but perching an infant in a car seat atop a warm, vibrating dryer was like mechanical Somonex. She bundled her baby in her arms and headed across the kitchen. They paused before the portable television that rested on the Corian countertop. Anthony Hopkins was happily thanking the Academy for his Best Actor award. Emily's sleepy eyes popped open as if she were somehow taken by the Hollywood magic. Allison smiled and continued down the hall, speaking in a soft, gooey, mommy voice as they entered the nursery. "That'll be you some day, sweetheart. Maybe by then even all those silly old men out in Hollywood will realize they don't give separate awards for Best Boy Director and Best Girl Director, so they don't need Best Actress and Best Actor either. You'll be Emily Leahy, Best Actor, better than all the boys and all the girls, because you're just the best." "Yes," she gushed, "that's what you are, the best." She laid her little 14-pound prize atop the pink cotton sheets in the crib, thankful that her chronic inability to keep her convictions to herself hadn't, in this instance, rendered 90 minutes of standing over the dryer completely futile. Emily was sound asleep. Maybe she was getting used to a mother who wasn't afraid to air her views. She'd better, thought Allison. Allison had been raised during the Eisenhower era in a small...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?